began playing baseball?
Where have I been playing baseball?
Where did you begin to play baseball?
Well, I guess at college.
And that was at Johns Hopkins?
I didn't play any hockey. I graduated from Oglethorpe University in Atlanta.
Oh.
And that's where I played college ball.
I see.
And, I went from there to the South Atlantic League after I finished college. And I met up when I went to the Columbia, South Carolina. There was a team that I went to. I played baseball at college, and I went on a trip to South Carolina, and that's the way I happened to get onto the Columbia team, which was in the South Atlantic League.
Yes, sir.
And I played there one summer, most of the summer. But during that summer, I was bought by the Washington Senators and reported to Washington that near the end of the season.
What year was that? Do you remember what year?
That was about 1920, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And the year that I graduated from college. And I was picked up by the South Atlantic League, Columbia, South Carolina, and played there that summer. That was the year I graduated from college. And near the end of the season, there was a player on the team that later, well, that summer, he and I both were sold to the Washington Senators. And Goose Cousin, I know you know who
yes.
he is.
Yes, sir.
He...
Was he the other player?
What?
Was he the other player from yeah. Columbia?
Oh. And,
now the year
that
you...
was in 1920, I guess. But you have access, I'm sure, to all the records in the Washington Senators. But I'm pretty sure it was 1920.
Yes, sir. Was that the year that you pitched with the Senators, or were you, yeah. were you simply sold to them that year?
Well, I was with the club during, well, let me see, I guess I went to Columbia in the South Atlantic League from college, and then the Senators picked me up sometime during that summer, I don't know the date.
The what I have read is that you pitched for the Senators in 1922. Is that correct?
Well, I was with the Senators, and I don't know. I don't remember that whether I got to pitch in the games during that summer.
Can you tell me anything about the players on that team with you? The manager was Clyde Milan. Is that correct?
Yes, who?
Clyde Milan. Was he the manager?
Milan?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, sir. I think it was Clyde. What did you say?
Milan. What about some of the pitchers on the teams?
Walter Johnson was on the team.
Right. Do you have any stories about Walter Johnson that you would want to tell?
Well, he was a big story himself.
Yes.
It was an honor to be on the team with a person such as Walter Johnson.
How fast was he?
How fast was he?
Is he as fast as everybody says he was when he threw the ball?
I guess he was.
Had you ever seen anything like it?
Not exactly. He was a kind of a sidearm to an underhand. And he had long arms. And he could really burn that ball up. He was a wonderful...
Did he have any pitching tips or suggestions for you? Did you learn anything from him?
Only by watching. Sitting on the bench with him.
Was he a quiet person?
Yes. He was... Well, you know, you've got all the records of his activities, but he was not only a good pitcher, but he was an outstanding man. He was looked up to by all the players on the team, and he was a great fellow, as well as a great pitcher.
He was born just a few miles from where I was born, in
and
Kansas.
What?
He was born just a few miles from where I was born, in Kansas.
Well, you know more about him than I do.
Oh, no. I never met him as you did. What about some of the other pitchers? Tom Zachary?
Zachary.
George Mogridge?
He was a Southern boy. And he wasn't another Walter Johnson. But Tom Zachary was just a... I guess you could say an average pitcher. He, I don't think, ever won any great games. He was just, I guess you could say, a good pitcher. And he was just a country boy.
What about George Mogridge? He was one of the stars of the staff, wasn't he?
What was his name?
George Mogridge.
Mogridge?
Yes, sir.
Well, he was a... it's been almost a half a century since I was on the team. And... he was not an outstanding pitcher, but I don't remember how many years he was on the club. But I guess you'd say he was an average pitcher.
Do you remember Ray Francis? Another pitcher?
Yes. Ray Francis was, I believe he was on the Columbia team in the South Atlantic League.
Oh, I know he was a rookie the same year that you were.
Yeah. Well, we went up, I think, the same summer to Washington. I don't know what his record. I guess you've got it.
He didn't have a great season. It wasn't great that year.
Mm-hmm.
What about Eric Erickson?
Who?
Do you remember the pitcher Eric Erickson?
I didn't get that last name.
Erickson.
Erickson?
Yes, sir. I believe he was born in Sweden.
Cleveland?
Sweden.
Where?
Sweden.
I never did get the name, but what state did he?
He was born in the country of Sweden.
Country of what?
Sweden.
Sweden?
Yes, sir.
I see.
But you don't remember him. He was on the staff.
And what is his name again?
Eric Erickson.
Erickson.
Yes, sir.
The name is, I remember such a name, but you know, it's been, I guess, 50 years.
At least 50 years, correct. Can you tell me about, let's talk about some of the other people on the team. If you have any stories or recollections of, say, Joe Judge, the first baseman.
Rice was a,
right.
Quite a character. Bush, I believe, was on the club.
Joe Bush?
I believe so.
What about Bucky Harris?
Yes, I remember him.
Who was the best hitter on the team?
The best hitter?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think a man that went up from the same club that I was on in the South Atlantic League, or Goose Cousin.
He was a great hitter. That's true. Who was the best fielder?
Well, I guess Bucky Harris on the infield. I believe he was an infielder.
Yes.
And Goose Cousin, he was an outfielder, of course.
Who was your catcher?
Bucky Harris.
Your catcher? When you pitched, who was your catcher?
Oh, let me see.
Was it McGarrity?
McGarrity. And then there was another that pitched, I believe he pitched for Walter Johnson. Every time he had pitched, a certain man would be the catcher.
Well, Mr. Johnson's catcher. What pitches did you throw?
What was that?
What pitches did you throw?
What pitches?
Yes, sir.
Well, I had a medium fastball, and I'd catch the ball, try to get my finger hooked over one of the seams. Seemed to get a better break on the curve. And then too, I'd usually lay my finger along, catch it on the seam, and give it the twist for a curve ball.
So fastball, curveball, did you have a fadeaway or a drop?
Well, I was a curve and a fastball. on what I depended on.
You didn't have a spitball, did you?
No, I didn't have a spitball.
Granddad, tell him about your spitball before. He had a spitball before we went to.
I don't know. I think they ruled out the spitball somewhere. But
just about the time that you were in Columbia is when they made it illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But you had one?
Spitball?
Yes, sir.
I don't believe I ever used a spitball.
Granddad, you got a great old story about your spitball.
Huh?
You got a real good story about a spitball you threw in one game.
I forgot. You know what it was?
Well, the way I remember it, I can't remember if it was with Piedmont or who, but you slipped in a spitball and there was 2 outs, and I think it might have been after they ruled out the spitball. And they got it.
No, I never was thrown out.
Do you remember anything about the Chicago White Sox? You know, there had been a scandal just a couple of years before.
Yeah. They were the leading team in that scandal. Some of the best players in the league was involved, and the scandal, but I had nothing to do with it, and so I don't have any unusual recollection connected with it.
I was wondering if people were still talking about it when you came up to the Senators.
Not much.
Who were the teams that you pitched against in the American League? Do you recall?
Well, I guess the Tack Hobbs team, I remember that the Ty Cobb came to bat one time, and there was something said about when Cobb came to bat, he indicated he was going to knock the ball out of the park. And the next time he came to bat, the catcher asked him, "I thought he was going to knock that ball out of the park." And he said, "Well, that ball is from Georgia." That's about all I remember.
Did you get him out?
He didn't hit a home run.
That's certainly an accomplishment there. Was he the best hitter you faced?
Well, there wasn't that many any better than Ty Cobb.
Certainly. But did you face some other batters? Did you face Babe Ruth?
I think Babe Ruth, he was a mad boy along about that time. And he didn't... I think he was on the bench.
Oh, well, that's entirely possible. Entirely possible. Well, if you faced Detroit, then you probably also pitched against Harry Heilman.
Pitched against whom?
Harry Heilman.
Heilman?
Yes, sir. Another outfielder with Cobb.
Yeah. I don't remember anything unusual about any one player on there except Ty Cobb.
Well, what about Boston? Did you pitch against the Red Sox?
I don't remember if I did. I don't much think I did.
May I ask you if you pitched against the Cleveland Indians? Tris Speaker was on that team.
Mm-hmm. I did, but I don't remember any incident about... I know it just so happened that Trish Speaker I had a conversation with Trish Speaker. It's been so long ago, I don't remember now. But he was just interested in me, I think, because I was just a new person in the major league. And he was very nice. He was hoping that I would make good and get to be a regular on the club, but I never did. I never did start a game. I went in once or twice, I think, as a relief pitcher. I remember I relieved Walter Johnson one time. Of course, I guess he was relieved a lot of times, but there was nothing unusual. I don't remember anything that happened, except I do remember that when the player on one of the clubs I don't know what it is, I don't remember his nickname now, can't call it. But I think maybe it was Speaker when he was the Cleveland Indians.
That's right. Sometimes called the Gray Eagle.
I remember he was at bat one day, and he indicated to the catcher, said, "I'm going to knock this next ball over that fence." And he didn't do it. And the catcher said, "I thought he was going to knock that ball over the fence." He said, "Well, that boy's from Georgia." I remember that much.
You know, Mr. Trish Speaker had a Georgia pitcher on his staff, Jim Bagby. Did you meet Jim Bagby? He was from Georgia.
I don't remember him.
Did you meet Connie Mack?
What?
Did you meet Mr. Connie Mack with the Philadelphia Athletics?
Oh, I think. Not formally. No.
Or George Sisler with the St. Louis Browns.
Who?
George Sisler.
Sisler?
Yes, sir.
Just in a casual way, not in the introduction, calling names. I mean, I believe it may have been Sisler that had made the remark about he was going to knock one of my balls over the fence. And he didn't do it. And the catcher got on to him about it. And he said, "Well, that boy's from Georgia."
We mentioned nicknames earlier.
Nickname?
Yes, sir. I've read you had two nicknames. Can you tell me about them? One was Chief.
Not in professional baseball, but on a college team, they called me Chief.
Why was that?
Well, I was kind of the chief, one of the chief pitchers in the college well, you wouldn't call it a league, but the teams that I played with, there was on one of the teams, and I got that name. I was a pretty good college pitcher.
I'm sure.
Wouldn't have had a tryout in the major league.
Was another of your nicknames Harlem?
Was what?
Harlem?
No, I don't believe so.
All right. Yeah, one of the biography books lists that could be wrong. It certainly could be wrong. What about uniforms? Can you describe the uniforms that you wore?
Well, of course, suits usually had some colors that was in keeping with the college name, but I don't remember anything specific.
Where did you live in Washington? In a hotel?
I lived, it wasn't in a hotel. I had just married, I think it was that summer, same summer or the summer before. And my wife had a friend, a lady that she'd gone to school with or taught with, and she was in Washington, and they got together and we visited together and went around over Washington together. We had a very lovely time.
Can you tell me about the owner of the team, Clark Griffith? Do you remember anything about him?
Well, he was a he was an elderly man, not too old, but he was not such a young fellow.
He would have been in his 60s. He would have been over 60 years old, I believe.
Yeah. He was getting along, but he was not using a walking thing.
Do you remember what your salary was with the Senators? How much you were paid? Yes,
my salary. No, I don't remember really.
Or with Columbia? What your salary was with Columbia?
I think somewhere between around an upper 300 or
that's a year, isn't it? Or a month, or what?
I think it was 300-something.
Mm-hmm. When you left the Senators, what did you do then?
What did I do there?
Yes, sir.
Well, I got to pitch and batting practice more than anything.
Oh.
I never did. I don't think I ever got into more than one or two games, just for maybe an inning.
Did you ever get up to bat? Did you bat while you were with the Senators?
I'm pretty sure I did, but I don't remember what I did. I know I didn't hit a home run.
Were you a pretty good hitter? Were you a pretty good hitter usually?
Well, in college, I was a pretty good hitter.
Home runs, singles, what kind of hitter were you?
The best hitting I ever did was we were playing, I think, Auburn in the college. And I was thrown out at home plate on one instant. I remember that.
Were you safe but thrown out? Should you have been called safe?
I was called out. I don't know if I really if I was out.
How good were the umpires?
What?
How good were the umpires?
Well, I guess they were, on the average, you could say honest. I don't know how good. Most likely just very average.
How many were there? How many umpires to a game were there?
Not more than two. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, just one.
Were there good crowds when you were with the Senators? Were the crowds large?
The Senators was not a contending team that particular year, but I guess there were only on special days did we get a third crowd. But I thought they were pretty big.
Bigger than around here, I suppose.
Only in Georgia until I went to Washington. I didn't get to see. We had pretty good turnouts when we'd play Georgia Tech in Atlanta. And also when we'd go over to the University of Georgia in Athens, we'd get a pretty good crowd.
What do you remember the most about the Senators' ballpark?
Well, I thought it was a something special. I had never been inside a Major League ball club until I went to the Senator. And I know the few times that I had an opportunity to do any relieving or get out, get in the team or on the, in a game, I admit I was pretty well excited.
Do you remember, do you have anything about the other ballparks you want to talk about, say the Fenway Field in Boston or the Polo Grounds in New York? Or
well, I thought they were out of this world, having been brought up here in Georgia, and all the parks, ball fields were just mediocre. There was nothing unusual about them, except sometimes they'd be a little bit rough, not taken care of properly. But I guess the most excitement that I had as a college player was playing against the University of Georgia or Tech. As I remember, we played against Tech then on Grant Field in Atlanta. I did pretty good. I think we beat Tech one time.
What was it like traveling from one game to another? You took trains, I suppose.
Well, most of the time we went by rail. The other times, of course, we furnished our own transportation. The school would transport us to the town that the game was played in.
Do you think ball players ate pretty well?
Eight.
Did you eat pretty well as a ball player?
Oh, yeah. I fed us pretty good.
When you left Washington, did you play any more baseball?
I don't believe I played any more. If I did, I had I don't think I ever had my real pitching arm. I had lost it before I got really trouble about coming up on a college ball game or team. If you were very good on a pitcher in college, they'd use you a little too much. It's a good place to get your arm hurt. And I think I did. I think I never had a good arm after I got past college.
I understand. Did you stay in contact with any former teammates?
You know what?
Did you stay in contact with former teammates?
You mean after I was out of baseball?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't believe I did. I didn't stay long enough on the club to really make any close friends.
When you warmed up to go in as a reliever, how did you warm up? Could you warm up quickly?
Well, yeah, I didn't have any trouble warming up. I was a country boy, raised in the country, and we had a colored man that was just an ordinary laborer on the farm when I was growing up. Right here, I was living in this house at that time. This colored boy liked to throw. Of course, he didn't have anything to throw but rocks. And he could throw a rock further than anybody here I think I ever saw. And I tried to see if I could match him. But I never could. And I guess I didn't hit my arm either.
Can you show me which one you are in that picture? That's the Piedmont Baseball Club, is that right?
Yeah. This is Coach Bass. And this is this mean. I believe this was a big fella. And then he was number one pitcher, you would say, on the team. But he never did get into professional ball, if I remember.
We've got another picture here. I don't know what it is. Let's see. That's the Oglethorpe team.
Yeah. We had a pretty good ball club here. That's my picture.
See.
It was not, I don't think any of us, I was the only one that made that into professional baseball. We had a fairly good team, but
Well, certainly not many people do what you did, and that is make it into the major leagues. You are probably one in a thousand.
Let's see. Do you recall the name Lou Kaplan?
Yes, sir. I do.
Well, he's about the only one that I remember made professional baseball. I stood out. Oglethorpe was a small school. I don't think we had over 102 students in Oglethorpe at the time I was there. Seemed to me like it was near 100 than anything above.
I see those two books behind you. Are you reading those books, Dr. Turk?
Am I reading a book?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
George Will's Men at Work. I've read that. Do you enjoy that book?
You've read it?
Yes, sir, I have.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good book?
Yeah. I've just read about half of it.
I see. A good book. It is a good book. And I see The Glory of Their Times also. I see that book behind you as well. Have you read that or are you going to read it?
What's the name?
The Glory of Their Times is the other book back there. Have you read that one also?
I think I just came up on this book. I don't know how it happened to be here in the home, but I don't believe I've read it, but I've started and...
Do you recognize that picture? Do you recognize that picture? It is indeed. It's a wonderful book.
He was a wonderful player.
Yes, sir. When Ty Cobb came back here, did you see him at all? Did you see him in Georgia?
Yeah. I remember one little incident in professional baseball. I don't remember whether Detroit was in Washington for this game, or we were Cobb in Detroit. But anyway, I remember he came to bat one day when I was pitching, and he indicated he was going to hit it over the fence when he came up. And the next time up, when he came to bat, this catcher knew that I was from Georgia, too. And he reminded Cobb, he said, I thought you was going to knock that ball out of the park. And Cobb turned around and said, and pointed out to the pitcher's box and said, that boy's from Georgia. Given that as an excuse for not hitting.
It's a good excuse. That's a very good excuse.
Can you tell the story when you used to be on the bench?
Huh?
When you were studying at Johns Hopkins and you sat on the bench, what would you do? You remember, you told me about that one time.
I didn't understand.
When you were sitting on the bench for Washington Senators, yeah. What would you do when you were sitting there sometimes?
Well, somebody said I was studying or reading. Was that what you had read?
Yeah, that was the story you told me.
Yeah. Somebody knew that I was medical student, and I don't know, I must have had a book in my hand, and they said that I was sitting on the Washington bench studying medicine, or something to that effect.
Was the bench in the dugout, or was there a bullpen in the outfield where you were?
Very pardon?
When you were with Washington and not pitching, were you on the in the dugout, or were you out in the bullpen, out in the outfield?
Well, the days that they thought there was a possibility that I might be sent in as a relief pitcher, I'd be in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave most of the leagues, whether it was minor or major, they would always have any of the relief pitchers down in the bullpen. And if they needed any one of them at a time during the game, they just
you ever saw in a ball game?
The most unusual?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm pretty sure that good many things have happened that was unusual, but just offhand, I'm not able to recall anything in particular.
Do you recall anything that was funny?
You always seen something funny with a bunch of folks.
Does anything come to mind?
I don't recall anything particularly unusual or funny.
Did you argue with umpires?
No, I never did make a practice of arguing with an umpire because I, being a rookie myself at the time that I was in professional ball, the rookie wouldn't have any chance, so he just go along and take whatever they handed out.
Did you feel that the older players on the team would try to help rookies? Or did you feel that, did they feel threatened by younger players?
I don't recall. No. I guess I never did get beyond being a rookie, really. And I think I was with the Washington Club and sat on the bench with all the players. I think there were one or two players on the Washington Club, including Walter Johnson, that would really want to help any of the rookies that were coming along. And I was never pushed aside or didn't have the respect of my teammates. They were very, very nice, and they didn't make anything say or do anything out of the way to hurt her, Ricky's feelings. They welcomed him just as much so as they could very well without going to an extreme. And I think they were pulling for you just much as a fellow like Walter Johnson there wouldn't go all out pull for me or any other rookie, but he would give him all the respect that he wouldn't expect to get. They were professional baseball players who were active on the club, never tried to do anything but what was commendable, and they wouldn't hurt any rookie's feelings. They were for you.
That's a good way to be. Did you, you did not play baseball after you left the Washington Club, but did you follow baseball?
Did I try any other club?
No, sir. Did you follow baseball? Did you remain a fan?
I was on the way to becoming a doctor by going to school, and I had I started out going to Johns Hopkins, but something happened the year that I went up there, and I don't remember now just exactly what it was, but one thing that was in my way was that I wasn't too well supplied with money. And I think that living in Baltimore, you didn't have much of a chance to get around and try to find the most economical sitting. And so it's been 50 years and 60 since I was in med school, and I don't remember now some of the problems that came along, but a first-year medical student, it's kind of like breaking in into the big league. You don't get much notice. You're just another fella. And a very ordinary fella, because you haven't had time to build up any reputation of any kind.
When you came back to Homer, did you coach baseball at all? Did you teach youngsters how to play baseball?
I didn't know. I wasn't active. We didn't have any field to play on in Homer.
I see. That's unfortunate.
Just one.
Here is another photograph. Is this your football, the football team you were on?
Yeah, that's a football team.
And it says Piedmont, and it looks like a football team to me from the year 1915.
Piedmont was a small college. Mm-hmm. I don't guess they ever had more than 100 or 150 students.
I see. We have some baseballs here, is that right?
I think there's some laying around.
Let's see what we have here. This one's been knocked a couple of times. I think there was a signature or two on this one at one time. I think.
There's some writing on there. But
this is from, I think, the Georgia Oglethorpe baseball game. Would that have been played on Samford Field?
Mm-hmm.
And it's dated 4/21/21.
I remember the score.
It's a little hard to tell, but I'm afraid it says 27-7, Georgia beating Oglethorpe. Could that be possible?
What was the score?
27-7. Could that be possible?
No, I don't.
Or is this a, or maybe it's a tie, 7-7. It's rather hard to see.
I think I played Georgia two games.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did get a win, but it was both games were tied.
Well, then this must be 7-7. It's hard to tell. And here's another baseball. There is writing on it. Let's see. Last game of... And then I can't tell. I think it says August 25th, 1920. Last game of something. I'm sorry, I can't read that. And there's some names on here. There's one more ball over here. South Atlantic Association, official ball. That is something. L.N. Turk, Jr. That must be you.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like there may have been another signature on here at one time. I'll put these over here. And we have your uniform as well. May I look at your uniform?
Yeah.
I can certainly see where you brought your left hand up to the bill of the cap all the time. Or maybe it was your right hand, I'm not sure. It's a marvelous old cap. Dr. Turk, can you think of anything else that I should know about baseball?
Well, about baseball in general?
Whatever you wish.
Well, the only thing that I think my baseball days as a college man was I was not the best pitcher in the college, in the colleges over the southeast of the state or of the union, but I was one of the better pitchers, but I wouldn't say I was the best. But I had, my college was small. It was, well, it was just a new college, too. And it hadn't, we didn't have a lot of students to begin with. And I think about the only one that made the major leagues, besides myself, was a man by the name of Luke Applin.
Right.
Do you recall him?
Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir. Why do you think baseball was so popular when you were growing up?
Why?
Yes, sir.
Well, that was back in the days when Ty Cobb was quite a character. We thought the best player that ever came along, which he really was. I think Ty Cobb was all that he ever aspired to be. Everybody recognized him as an outstanding baseball player. I remember one year during his prime, I was just a boy, I guess, 10 to 12 years old. I'm still living right here in this house, and I had not been off to college at that time. And Ty Cobb had finished the season in Detroit, and it was one of his, during the time that he was right at the top of his game. And when he left Detroit, he was brought, had to come to home, which he lived in Royston.
Right.
You know where
yes,
that
sir.
Is.
Yes, sir, I do.
And the people in Commerce were quite a baseball, had the fever that year for some reason. I don't remember now what it was. It may have been Ty Cobb. But anyway, I'm sure it must have been one of his best years. They had him on a special trip from Detroit to Commerce, his home. And I had one of the older men here in town that knew I was a good college player, and we got together. He was coming in a bunch of people who had been to Detroit to see Cobb finish the season, and they formed a group that drove from Detroit to Commerce. And I, one of my friends here in Homer, who is also one of my special friends, and who was pulling for me to come along and be a real player. And so we, there's a crowd from Commerce, you know where Commerce is?
Yes, sir, I do.
In this vicinity, made a trip to Detroit to drive home with Cobb back to his home. And Commerce was one of the towns that, it wasn't his hometown, but it was a close neighbor.
Right. Did you meet, before you went to the Washington Club, did you meet Ty Cobb?
Yes.
Did you meet him down here?
Just casually.
What about afterwards, after you had pitched in the major leagues? Did you meet him down around here did. In the off season?
Let me see. I doubt if I don't think I did. But he came to Commerce one of the years that he was the talk of the whole country as the most wonderful player. And he came with a group of people from Detroit to Commerce, and one of the older men in the town there decided he wanted to go to Commerce and be there when he drove in. He was driving all the way from Detroit to Commerce with a group of people, local people. And so we went to Commerce and welcomed him to Commerce. I didn't meet him then. I was just there.
I see you have a big television set. Do you watch baseball games on television?
Oh, I do sometimes.
Who do you think is a good player nowadays? Do you see any baseball players on television who would have been good players in the 1920s?
Oh, yeah. Just, we have, during the season, we have a ball game most every day.
Right.
Most every day or two. And, I always like to watch baseball. I'd rather watch a game, but you know, you can't get to a game from here.
It would be difficult, but you can see many more games on television than you see in Atlanta. What players that you see on television do you think are particularly good?
Well, I would say a lot of them outstanding players, big league.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't begin to name them yet.
Do you think the players today are as good as the players in the 1920s?
Well, I think they were as good, and, but I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't dare to say that they're better now than they were then. I think they were good all the time, big league players.
So Ty Cobb would be successful in the 1990s. Is that correct?
I don't remember. In 90?
No, sir, the 1990s. Do you think he would be a great player now?
Sure.
I see.
Yeah.
And Walter Johnson would be a great pitcher now also.
You couldn't find one any better.
Well, I thank you very much for your time. This has been a great honor for me to speak with you.
Well, I can't remember just why that would be, but I appreciate you telling me. but I never did get to be a star, but I did spend the summer in the major leagues, and I saw very little activity, about the average, I guess, that the average rookie would be, have the opportunity to engage in the game, but I enjoyed the little opportunity that I had to be associated with the major league players.
Well, you've lived a dream.
And if I had it to go over again, I think I would do better than I did. I don't think I took every opportunity that I had to get involved, but I did have a look in, and that's something that the little boy didn't get to have the opportunity.